Hello and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Friday, March 20th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all of my listeners. Thank you so much for being here during this crazy, crazy time.
It's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time.
The world is just changing every single day in such a massive way. I guess I just read that they moved taxes back to July, so we don't have to do our taxes till July now. I mean, that's a positive thing, right? LA is like in shutdown mode right now, so I think we're going to see a sharp decline in those photographs of celebrities walking into grocery stores from the paparazzi, but who knows? Maybe they'll keep going. Maybe paparazzi are an essential service. I have no idea. I have to look into that one. Also, before I get into topics, I want to rant a little bit about how Kim Kardashian is helping coronavirus by donating 20% of her profits from her shapewear line, Skims, to a charity that's helping people affected by COVID-19. Kim, no one's wearing shapewear right now. No one that is quarantined is like trying to like put on your weird like one-legged shapewear. I feel like this is a bluff. I feel like Kim doesn't actually want to donate any money. She knows she's not selling any shapewear right now, so she's like, I'll donate the profits from that. Yeah, I'm making a lot of profits from that right now. Oh yeah, it's gonna be a lot of money. I mean, come on. I feel like I've donated more money to coronavirus charities than every single Kardashian. Like, I've been Googling every single day to see if a Kardashian has donated yet, and nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming up. I mean, it's good press. Why wouldn't you want to donate right now? Get the good press. Well, whatever. Anyway, let's get into today's topics, shall we? Okay, first off, Jennifer Lopez posted a video of her house, and people are saying it looks like the house from Parasite. Kylie Jenner said that her pregnancy helped her get good at quarantining. Josh Gad cried. Madonna sang a weird song about fried fish. And finally, we're going to talk about actor Simon Rex and how he said that British tabloids offered him 70 grand to lie about Meghan Markle. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Okay, so J-Lo posted a video yesterday of her son Max doing like some kind of just some play pretend as if he's like a servant handing her, you know, a drink. And it drove everybody crazy because J-Lo obviously lives in an enormous house with her fiance A-Rod. I like how the Daily Dot summed up this video. They wrote, quote, "After Jennifer Lopez posted a video of her son Max and fiance Alex Rodriguez in the backyard of their home, people couldn't help but notice that it looks eerily similar to the mansion in Oscar-winning film Parasite. In the video, Max does tricks on a hoverboard while pouring sparkling water in a cup for Rodriguez as they self-quarantine to help mitigate the spread of coronavirus." End quote. Anyway, here's the audio clip of what J-Lo posted.
Thank you, sir.
Hold the whole tray and watch what he does.
So he's just like serving them on a hoverboard, basically. And they're laughing because it's cute. I mean, that's it.
There you go. Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, go.
Is this boring since you can't see it? He's spinning around on the hoverboard.
We're true gamers, look at that reference.
He's dabbing.
Hey!
Jumps in the pool. So anyway, people on Twitter kept being like, wow, this house looks like the house from Parasite. And like, it definitely does. It's like this all glass house. They have a big green lawn. So there were just some really great tweets. Here's my favorite one. It's from Twitter user at Nia Zara. They wrote, quote, "Please check your basement," end quote. I gotta say, I love that. Twitter user at Arnaldo Arkeon 1 absolutely dragged J-Lo, writing, quote, "Meanwhile, at the hospital, nurses are working 12 hours a day, six times a week, while making 1/1000th of J-Lo's income. Something is wrong. And BTW, I love J-Lo, but the optics are terrible. Reminds me of the movie Parasite." End quote. I mean, preach. I gotta say, as you've probably already figured out if you listened to yesterday's episode, I am deeply obsessed with celebrity real estate. I'm really into Architectural Digest. I'm into every article about a celebrity buying a home. It's like one of my clickbait like weaknesses. Like, I click it every time. Anyway, that hobby of mine is rearing its head so much these days because celebrities, all they're doing is staying at home. So we're getting to see the inside of their homes and their wealth, frankly. Like, the wealth inequality between celebrities and the rest of us is just more glaring than it's ever been. Anyway, I found the Architectural Digest article for what I'm assuming is the house in this video. I'm like so sure that it's the same house. I'm like 99% sure that the Architectural Digest article is about this Parasite-esque house. It's actually A-Rod's house that he had before J-Lo moved in with him. I'll put the link in the show notes. Anyway, here's some snippets from the article. Quote, "The 11,000 square foot retreat is a showstopper with sleek forms and striking overhangs that riff on mid-century modernism, in particular, the iconic villas found at Truesdale Estates in Beverly Hills. Unlike Rodriguez's previous home, the Coral Gables house is laid out on just one story so the interiors could connect directly to the grounds." Says Choef, quote, "Alex wanted to accentuate the indoor-outdoor feel," end quote. And like, dear God, the indoor-outdoor feel is so real. It's like gorgeous. All the walls can like, you know, retract to make the like sides of the house basically be outside. They have this enormous indoor-outdoor like spa tub that's right next to where they filmed the hoverboard video. It's insane. Like, I would die to be quarantined there. I mean, I am jealous and I'm angry. Oh, God. Anyway, I couldn't find anything that said that J-Lo or A-Rod donated to any coronavirus causes. So hopefully people making fun of their Parasite-esque house will push them to make a big donation. Hey, why don't you donate? Donate some cashola. Okay, I am about to tell you a horror story. For most of my 20s, I've had literally only one bra, and it's a bad bra, okay? It's like falling apart at the seams. I'm talking like the lining fell out 2 years ago and I never bothered to get a new one. The straps have never stayed on my shoulders. It's like missing prongs. It's literally a bra nightmare. And you know what? I thought that that's all I deserved. Like, I was like, no, I don't need a new bra. Like, I'll just keep like having the worst bra of all time. I mean, I was treating my boobs with like utter disrespect, but not anymore, because now I have a beautiful brand new bra from Third Love and I'm a changed woman. I mean, this bra is so gorgeous. It's so well made and it actually fits me. It's so good. I could cry. I'm dead serious right now. It has changed my life. I absolutely love Third Love. They have this great deal where they promise the perfect fit. It's called the Perfect Fit Promise. You take 60 days to wash it and wear it. And if you don't love it, you can always return it for free. And once you've returned it, Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available to help via chat or email. Returns and exchanges are so free and so, so easy. They've got over 80 bra sizes. That's so many bra sizes. And you can find your fit in 60 seconds with their online Fit Finder quiz. I took the quiz and it was so easy. It was so, so easy. And the bra came in the mail and it fit. I swear, I almost cried. I was like, this is a bra that actually fits me. Oh, Hallelujah. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/celebnews now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/celebnews for 15% off today. Come on, you gotta do it. You deserve a good bra. It's self-care.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kylie posted a video on her Instagram stories, finally urging people to stay inside after the Surgeon General name dropped her. I mean, she's been saying to stay inside, but she's been doing it over text. This is the first time she's done it while speaking in a video. I'll play you the clip here.
Hey guys, happy self-quarantine.
Wait, did she really just say, hey guys, happy self-quarantining? I can't.
And I know I've already been doing my daily reminders about how important it is right now to practice social distancing and self-quarantine. I'm going on my 9th day. The coronavirus is a real thing. I listened to the Surgeon General this morning and, you know, he kind of, even though I've already been doing my daily reminders, he definitely encouraged me to come on here and talk to you guys so you could see me and hear me. Stay inside, practice social distancing, self-quarantine. If you live with your parents, you don't wanna go home, get your parents sick. You might have it and not even know and be infecting other people. It's serious, and the only way that we're gonna slow this down is if we do this, since there's not a cure right now. Nobody's immune to this. Millennials are not immune to this. New evidence actually shows that a large percentage of people in the hospital right now are young adults. So we're gonna get through this together. We just have to listen to each other, respect each other, self-quarantine. And I encourage other influencers to also speak out and encourage the followers to also self-quarantine.
Okay, yeah. But the most interesting part of this whole Instagram story is when she talks about how when she was pregnant, it like prepared her for quarantining during coronavirus. Here's what she said about that.
When I was pregnant, by the way, the reason why I kept it a secret is because I didn't leave the house. I literally didn't leave the house. Towards the end of my pregnancy, helicopters would fly over my house every day, so I was scared to even, like, go outside. So, but it was my choice. It was my choice to do that. So I never let myself get bored. I watched movies. I read books. I would do full spa days and take long baths.
I genuinely think that Kylie doesn't know that most people can't have entire spa days in their own homes. Like, most of us don't have spas inside of our houses. Like, come on, Kylie, you're a billionaire. You're a billionaire.
Puzzles. I did so many puzzles when I was pregnant. Puzzles, underrated.
All right. Anyway, Cosmo covered this saying, quote, as a reminder, Kylie spent time away from the public eye in 2017 and 2018 while she was pregnant with her baby girl, Stormy Webster. She still managed to film Keeping Up with the Kardashians and had friends and family visit if they wanted to see her. So coronavirus isolation isn't exactly the same thing. And in case you're wondering, no, the Kardashians are not quarantining together right now. In an abundance of caution, they're all self-isolating in their own homes to be safe. End quote. Hey, glad they're all safe. Anyway, I did Google Kylie Jenner donation for coronavirus and nothing came up. Okay, so this isn't like a huge news story or anything, but I have to report on it because it's about a celebrity. Anyway, Josh Gad cried on Instagram. You know what? I'll just play the clip of him crying right here.
Ew. Cried for a second, and I was gonna do it by myself, and then I thought, you know what, it's important for everybody to understand that we're all going through so much uncertainty right now. We're gonna get through it. And it's hard, and I'm emotional because I hate seeing our kids deprived of their normal lifestyles and not being able to understand why all of this is happening so quickly. But I'm also emotional because of all of the incredible things that so many of you out there are doing on a daily basis. And I know it's a struggle right now for so many people. And I just wanted to say, I love you all, and I'm thinking of you all, and we'll get through this.
Oh, Josh. You know what? It's fine. I'm pro men crying. Men, they should cry more. So anytime I see a man crying, I'm like, good for you, man. I mean, listen, we're all mentally wrecked right now. So I'm more than fine with some public displays of tears. Some performative tears are fine right now. I'm okay with it. Josh Gad, he's doing his best, all right? He's reading children's books to kids live on Twitter every night. You know, Josh, good for you. Okay, I bet you weren't expecting Madonna to drop the banger of the century, but yes, it's true. Madonna has dropped a new bop, and it's so good. She's doing an a cappella, which is brave and iconic, and it's about fried fish, and it's a parody of her song Vogue. You know what? I'm just going to play you the clip of the video Madonna posted of herself singing in front of her bathtub. Here you go.
Come on, go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Come on, Vogue, I can go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Cause there's no more pasta. Oh no. So we're gonna eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Yeah.
Thank you so much to my friend and brilliant writer Claire Downs for sending me this link right before I started recording. It is so good. She's just like, I mean, it's hard to describe the perfect magic that happened when Madonna made this video. She's like singing into a toothbrush. It's so good. And hey, I had fried fish yesterday, so I really relate to this song. I really related to Madonna needing to sing about having fried fish because they're out of pasta. I'm also out of pasta, and I'm also eating fried fish. Who knew Madonna could stay so relevant in 2020? I mean, she's killing it. She's killing it. A huge shout out to Claire Downs for sending me this clip. You totally made my day today. Everybody should check out Claire Downs' Corona Quarantine newsletter that she's doing right now. It's really good. Everybody go to downsclairedowns.substack.com to subscribe. And also check out Madonna's video. I put the link in the show notes. Just watch it. Watch it 1,000 times if you can. One constant that makes me feel so normal during these extremely abnormal days is that we're still getting news about Meghan Markle and British tabloids and all of that stuff. Like, that is our constant. That's how you know Earth is still spinning, is that we're still getting Meghan Markle news. And my favorite headline right now is that this guy, this actor, Simon Rex, I guess, went on like a casual lunch date with Meghan Markle one time a few years ago. And apparently British tabloids like found out about that date and tried to get him to lie. Here's the exact quote. He said, quote, "Nothing happened. We never even kissed. We hung out once in a very non-datey way," end quote. Apparently he was talking on a podcast called Hollywood Raw. Anyway, he continued saying, quote, "She was just someone I had met on a TV show and we got lunch. That was the extent of it." When the story broke, a couple British tabloids offered to pay me a lot of money to say a lie that we actually hooked up. I said no to a lot of money because I didn't feel right lying and f***ing up the royal f***ing family, end quote. Damn, so yeah, I guess the British tabloids are like willing to shell out a ton of money to create fake news. Cool. Very cool. Very chill. Anyway, I'm really glad that they are not in the UK. They're back in Canada. Hooly gooly. Well, that's it for today's show, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft on everything. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home on Instagram and Twitter. I didn't include that Daniel Day Kim opened up about getting tested positive for coronavirus, but he did. The lost star, Daniel Day Kim. I'm debating whether or not I should do a roundup of all the celebs with coronavirus every day or not. I feel like that's gonna make me depressed if I'm just constantly reporting on like which new celeb got it, but I guess I'll have to decide at some point how I'm gonna broach that topic. Anyway, it's just wanted to drop that in here before the end of the episode in case you were like, huh, why didn't you talk about Daniel Day Kim? Well, here I am talking about it. Here I am talking about it. I suggest you go to his Instagram. He posted some great video clips of himself talking about the impact of this disease and racism in regards to the disease. Okay, anyway, that's it for today's epi. Thank you to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. Thank you so much for leaving us those reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you liked yesterday's supersized 30-minute deep dive episode, thank you so much. I worked really hard on it. If you did like it, I would love if you could leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts so that we can, you know, get the word out, get the algorithm working. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I love you. Have a great weekend indoors. You know, watch a lot of movies. And if you're not going to be indoors and you're working, my heart goes out to you. Be safe. And yeah, I'll see you Monday. Love you. Bye.